From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A joint rescue mission by U.S. and Kurdish fighters. That mission by U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish fighters has freed about 70 hostages facing execution by Islamic State militants. But during a bloody battle in northern Iraq, one American serviceman was fatally wounded, the first member of the U.S. military killed in the year-long campaign against IS extremists. Military officials at the Pentagon said the hostages freed by U.S. and Iraqi Peshmerga forces had been held in an Islamic State prison. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports that a senior U.S. defense official said dozens of Kurdish and American fighters were involved in the mission.
They were able to go in and successfully rescue the hostages. As far as we know right now, there were none of the hostages killed. Five of the Islamic State terrorists detaining these were killed. Four Peshmerga forces were wounded, and we have heard that unfortunately one U.S. service member, as you said, was killed. There was a gunfire, and he was shot during that gun exchange. He was removed to Erbil and given some medical treatment, but unfortunately he did not survive.
U.S. forces were enabling the mission in coordination with Iraq's Kurdish regional government, the official noted. They also recovered important intelligence about the Islamic State group. Russian officials have given international news organizations their first inside look at Russia's air operations in Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry flew Moscow-based reporters to the Syrian airbase near the coastal city of Latakia and gave them a tour of the facility on Thursday. This is VOA News.